Hello, you are listening to the Audio Information Network of Colorado. This program is intended solely for the use of blind, visually impaired, and print-disabled individuals. Thank you for joining us for the Clear Creek Courant. Featured news. Man visiting every U.S. county completes his quest in Clear Creek. By Corinne Westman. Questman at ColoradoCommunityMedia.com. Brian O'Connor completed a decades-long quest at nearly 12,000 feet above sea level last week. Around 10 a.m. on July 14, O'Connor crossed the Clear Creek County line at the top of Loveland Pass, completing his goal to visit all 3,143 counties and county equivalents in the United States. "I could talk to anyone from the U.S. and say, I've been in your county," he said. O'Connor, a math professor who lives in Cookeville, Tennessee, started his quest in 1970, when he and a friend spent a month traveling around the country. However, it wasn't until a few years later, when he bought a road atlas with every county listed, that he started keeping track. Since then, he's been taking trips, mostly with family members, and recording his progress on a spreadsheet. While he's not the first to visit every county, his fellow adventurers have speculated that he might be the first to finish the quest in Colorado and at such a high altitude. Before he flew back to Tennessee on July 14, he drove down from Loveland Pass to visit the Clear Creek County Courthouse in downtown Georgetown. "Someplace has got to be the last one," he said as he sat at a table along 6th Street. "It was a good county to end on. Going the extra mile." O'Connor is a member of the Extra Miler Club, a group of individuals completing similar quests. In honor of his recent accomplishment, the club will award him a plaque at its national meeting August 7 in Covington, Kentucky. According to the club's website, most members are trying to visit every U.S. county and equivalent. However, others are collecting national parks, state high points, golf courses, baseball stadiums, county courthouses, interstate highways, and others. The club was founded in 1973, and since then, at least 65 members have completed the all-county quest. The most recent, according to the website, was Colorado resident Charlie Anderson, who finished in 2019 in Kentucky. He also took photos of all the county courthouses. While Anderson and other club members document their quests with photos or receipts at every stop, O'Connor said he's worked on the honor system. He and many fellow extra milers also operate under the notion that while flying over counties doesn't qualify, driving through them does, he explained. "Plus, some areas in the United States technically aren't counties at all, but county equivalents. The U.S. Census Bureau applies this term to Alaska census areas and boroughs, Louisiana parishes, independent cities, such as Baltimore and St. Louis, and the District of Columbia. The Grand Tour." During his quest, O'Connor spent more time in some areas than in others. For some, he simply drove to just over the county line and turned around, while he drove through others. For many, though, he stopped to admire the courthouses, museums, college campuses, national parks, and other sites. "I like being on the road, seeing different things," he said, adding that he doesn't like staying in one spot while on vacation. Along with his home counties in Illinois and Tennessee, O'Connor said his favorite areas to visit included Colorado's Fremont and Chaffee counties, Brewster County, Texas, where the Big Bend region is, and Cherry County, Nebraska, home of the Sandhills. Among the more challenging ones, he listed Northeast Oregon and Florida's Everglades region. He described trying to visit Monroe County, Florida by a road that was basically a rut through the jungle. Alaska, as a whole, was probably the most challenging, with O'Connor explaining that many areas were only accessible by plane. It took him 3 separate trips to Alaska to collect all its boroughs and census areas. "I got to know the Anchorage airport really well," he said, explaining that most of his flights to rural Alaska were out of there. After collecting his final 6 areas in Alaska in June, O'Connor planned his final trip for July 6 to 14 to visit his final dozen or so counties in Colorado. For anyone contemplating or attempting to collect counties or anything else, O'Connor said they should be prepared for a lot of flying and even more driving. "Planning is key," he continued. As he reflected on all 3,143 counties and equivalents he's visited, O'Connor stated, "I think I saved the best for last." The next article is, From Gold Diggers to Trail Diggers. By Corinne Westman. Construction on the Gold Digger Trail around Clear Creek Middle School/High School is underway, and officials expect work to be done by mid-August. The trail will be about 1.2 miles long and 32 inches wide to accommodate bikes and snowshoes, James Covalli, the county's trail supervisor, said. The terrain will also be perfect for the cross-country teams to practice on, and the reflection stations will be ideal for students to visit during or after class. The trail will be open to the public, with a trailhead between the school and the nearby park along the entrance road to the school. Cavalli said he anticipates that it will be used almost exclusively by locals, as it isn't long enough or difficult enough to be a destination trail. The project is a collaboration between the school district, the County Trails crew and Mountain Youth Network. Teen Incorporated Teamworks workers from Idaho Springs and Denver are also helping with construction. Next article, veteran Colorado journalist Linda Shapley named Colorado Community Media Publisher. She'll lead CCM's 24 newspapers and websites. By Mark Harden. Martin at coloradocommunitymedia.com. The new owners of Colorado Community Media have named Linda Shapley the news company's publisher. Shapley, a lifelong Coloradan, has been a senior news executive at the Denver Post and Colorado Politics magazine and a career in print and digital news and communication spanning more than 30 years. She will lead CCM's 24 Colorado newspapers and websites as well as other publications as the company's first publisher since the May announcement of its sale by Jerry and Ann Healy to the Colorado News Conservancy, a partnership of the Colorado Sun and the National Trust for Local News dedicated to fostering community journalism. CCM newspapers serve Adams, Arapaho, Clear Creek, Denver, Douglas, Elbert, Jefferson and Weld counties. I am excited and honored to be assuming this role, especially during such a critical time in our industry, Shapley said. Anyone who knows me knows I am an ardent supporter of local news, and my main goal is to tirelessly work at building a team that strengthens the bond a community has with its newspaper. Shapley has been managing editor of Colorado Politics, affiliated with the Colorado Springs Gazette and Denver Gazette, since October 2019. Before that, she was customer experience director at communications company Deke Digital and managing editor of the Denver Post, overseeing news operations and coverage. Larry Rickman, co-founder and editor of the Colorado Sun, said he was excited to be able to work with his former Post colleague again. Rickman noted that Shapley worked in many different roles and departments during her time at the Post and oversaw print production for news events large and small. She also led the Post's community engagement initiative along with other operational duties. Prior to the Post, Shapley worked at the Kansas City Star, the Greeley Tribune and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. She is a Colorado State University graduate and a former vice president of the Denver Press Club. Elizabeth Hansen Shapiro, CEO of the National Trust for Local News and a Colorado News Conservancy board member, said CCM's owners conducted an extensive, thorough search, and a number of highly qualified applicants expressed interest in the position. In Linda, we found an experienced leader with a combination of strong newsroom chops, organizational skills, and budgeting acumen. She's a great listener, has boundless energy, and is passionate about community news. On top of all that, she is a lifelong Coloradan with deep roots in Weld County. Shapley joined CCM on August 23. CCM publications include the Arvada Press, Brighton Standard Blade, Canyon Courier, Castle Pines News Press, Castle Rock News Press, Centennial Citizen, Clear Creek Courant, Commerce City Sentinel Express, Denver Herald Dispatch, Douglas County News Press, Elbert County News, Englewood Herald, Evergreen Lifestyles, Fort Lupton Press, Golden Transcript, Highlands Ranch Herald, Jeffco Transcript, Life on Capitol Hill, Littleton Independent, Lone Tree Voice, North Glen / Thornton Sentinel, Parker Chronicle, South Platte Independent, Washington Park Profile, and Westminster Window, plus two Shoppers, AdCo Advertiser and 285 Hustler. Thank you for listening to the Audio Information Network of Colorado. We invite you to please stay tuned for our next program.